Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Lamed Vav, Menachas 36a, pagination is 71. We'll start on the facing page towards the bottom, five lines up, Tefillin me'emasai mevarech aleihen. Regarding Tefillin, when do you recite the bracha? And the Gemara initially says, Mishas hanachoson, from the time that you put them on. And presumably we think that it means time to put them on. As you're putting them on, meaning tying them. Eini, that does not seem to be correct. V'ha'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, kol ha'mitzvos kulam mevarech aleinu over la'asiyason. We have a principle that you're supposed to precede the mitzvah with the bracha, except for a few exceptions, but basically we always recite the bracha before the mitzvah. Abaye v'Rava, d'amri tarvayu, Abaye and Rava explained, mishas hanocha v'atshas keshira. The word hanocha over here is quite precise. It means the time of placing, the time of putting them on your body before you tie them in place. And that would apply both by the arm tefillin and by the head tefillin, that there's a moment where it's on you, in place, but it's not yet tied. And it's at that moment that you would recite the bracha, and once the bracha is completed, you would tie it. On the arm tefillin, we can tune in to the word tying, because it's like a knot type of thing where you're strapping it in place. On the head tefillin, it's the same concept. When you run your fingers over it, pushing it onto the head in place, secure, that's the moment of kshira. And hanocha is preceding that, where you just placed it on the head, but it's sitting atop the head without having been tied into place. Continuing on today's daf, Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, "Soch bein tefila letefila chozer omevarich." A person who talked between one tefila, that's the singular of tefillin, which is plural. So you talked between the arm tefillin and the head tefillin, so you're going to recite another bracha. Asks the Gemara, "Soch in lo soch lo." If you talked, then you recite the bracha. And if you didn't talk, you wouldn't be reciting a bracha on the shel rosh, on the head tefillin. V'ashalach Rav Chiya b'rei d'Rav Huna mishmei d'Rav Yochanan. We have a statement. Al tefila shel yad omer barach asher kedushana b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu lehaniach tefillin. You recite the bracha of lehaniach. Al tefillin shel rosh omer barach asher kedushana b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu al mitzvas tefillin. You recite the bracha al mitzvas. You'll notice that the Gemara left out the Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. It's understood. Anybody knows that's the structure of a bracha. But the Gemara is quoting that there's a bracha on the arm tefillin and a bracha on the head tefillin has nothing to do with talking. Answers the Gemara, Om Abaye v'Rava d'Amri Tarvayu losach mevarech achas. If you didn't talk, you only recite one. Soch mevarech shtayim. But if you talked, you're going to end up reciting two. There's a disagreement of how to understand this resolution of Abaye and Rava. Some learn that there's literally no second bracha if the person didn't talk. Others learn that there are always two brachas, one on the shel yad, one on the shel rosh. But if a person talked, then he's actually going to be reciting two when he gets to the shel rosh, because the bracha of lehaniach is supposed to go on the shel rosh as well. And if he talked in between, he has a hefsek. Take a look at Tosfos in the bottom section of the page. It's like the middle of that bottom section, the word lo in bold. Tosfos says, lo sach mevarach achas, sach mevarach shtayim. If you didn't talk, you make only one bracha. If you talked, you end up reciting two. Pirish bekuntres, Rashi explains, Losach mevorech achas ben shalyad ben shalrosh. You only end up reciting one bracha, both the shalyad and the shalrosh. Sach mevorech shtayim, if you talked, which you weren't supposed to do, but if you did, then you end up with two brachas, lahaniach tefillin b'shalyad, val mitzvah tefillin b'shalrosh. You'll end up reciting the bracha lahaniach on the arm and the bracha of mitzvahs on the head, but that's only if you talked. For Rabbeinu Tam pirish, but Rabbeinu Tam explained, and this is the way Ashkenazim observe, that's how it's printed in the Siddurim straight away. The Art Scroll Siddur, for example, Lo Sach Mevarech Achas L'Shel Rosh. If you did not talk, you're only going to add one bracha for the Shel Rosh. You'll add Al Mitzvah's Tefillin, because that's its bracha, and that's the way it was legislated. Allah Haniach on the Shel Yad, and in addition, a mitzvah on the Shel Rosh. Sach Mevarech Shtayim L'Shel Rosh. But if you talked, you're going to end up reciting two for the Shel Rosh. You'll renew your lehaniach, and you'll also say al mitzvahs. Now, there's a custom tradition that we recite Baruch Shem Kivu Machzol Olam Vo'ed after the bracha of al mitzvahs tefillin, and the Aruch HaShulchan asks that although it is true that when we have a suffik bracha, we think that we said a bracha levatala, there's a tradition to recite Baruch Shem Kibamach Salalam Va'ed to kind of atone or undo or turn it into a praise. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, but to do that every single day for all of Klal Yisrael, to legislate that, seems very odd. If we have a suffik about a bracha, why are we reciting it if we have a suffik? And the Aruch HaShulchan writes that it's not a suffik, and the reason for that, Baruch Shem, is similar to the theme of Al Mitzvah's Tefillin, that it's just such an amazing mitzvah. They legislated a second bracha in addition to the Lahaniach, and it's a praise that we're zocha to have this beautiful mitzvah. And that Baruch Shem is not indicating that Al Mitzvahs is a bracha levatala, according to our Shita, but that's exactly how we're observing it, and that's how it was legislated. The discussion in Shulchan Aruch is Simen Chaf Hei Seif Tes. One upshot of this Aruch HaShulchan is that on Chol HaMoed, for those who do put on tefillin, even if we observe the approach of not reciting a bracha on the tefillin, we simply do it al tanai. If it's obligatory, we're doing it for the mitzvah, and if not, it's not. We're not looking to add, we're not looking to disgrace, ridicule, or argue with those who don't put on tefillin. We put them on, but without a bracha. It seems that it would still make sense, still may be apropos, even if we don't recite a bracha, it might be appropriate to still recite the Baruch Shem, if we don't lose anything by doing so, maybe it's appropriate, whereas the bracha itself might be inappropriate, a topic worthy of discussion. Continuing in the Gemara, Tana, we learned, Sach ben tefillah letefillah. We've had a lot of discussion about a person who talked between one tefillah and the other tefillah, between the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. The Gemara just wants to clarify, Averi hi biyado, but it's bad news. It's not correct. You did wrong. V'chozer ala me'orchei ha-melchama. That is grounds for a person to be concerned of divine retribution and loss of merit, and he would be within his rights to decline to go into battle when they announce, if there's anybody with any wrongdoing, they're dismissed. This is grounds enough to be dismissed, that he talks between Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.